But first, some other news. A fourth Yale University student died today after a Friday night car crash on Interstate 95 that killed three other students and wounded five more. Most were members of the Yale football or baseball teams. And we'd like to bring you up to date on a major story. A few weeks ago, we met a journalist in Venezuela who reported that strikes and protests in that country led to shortages of gasoline, of course, but also beer and Coca-Cola. Well, last night, Venezuelan soldiers raided a Coca-Cola bottling plant and the country's largest brewery. President Hugo Chavez defended the move, saying the plants had been hoarding food and drink needed by the Venezuelan people during the strike that is now in its seventh week.